There are fears in some of the most remote parts of the country that a government plan to shut Aboriginal communities is already driving people out of them. The West Australian government last year announced as many as 150 of the state's 274 communities will be closed in the next 3 years because of a funding shortfall. No decisions have been made on which communities will shut, but Aboriginal leaders say the announcement is already causing fear. Caitlin Gribben reports.
The remote Aboriginal community of Mullen is home to about 100 people and sits at the top of the Tanami Desert. Mobiles don't work and phones at the local post office are used to communicate with the rest of the world. But it hasn't taken long for word to spread to locals like Stephen Kopp that some Aboriginal communities may be closed.
The stories I'm getting back from the government is just frightening, you know, really. Don't know what to do.
The chairman of Mullen says some people are so worried about the community's future that up to 20 have already moved away.
It makes me sad too. That's all my family too, you know, all moving away from their country. You know, they're gone, you know? They're just taken off. People just looking for another place to move on to, eh? Because they're just frightened.
They're frightened that the community may be closed, are they? Western Australia's Aboriginal Affairs Minister Peter Collier stresses no decision has been made on which communities will close. In a statement, Mr Collier says the absence of the economic and social opportunities that other West Australians take for granted may be cause for people to leave communities. But according to the Aboriginal Legal Services' Dennis Eggington, it's the uncertainty that's driving people away.
People are panicking, they're really getting quite upset, and there's a lot of anxiety among our mobs out there.
Why would some people from these communities think it's a good idea to just leave now before any announcement is made?
I think people are just preparing themselves for what the inevitable is, and that is the history of this country. That's the experience of Aboriginal people, that if government has said they're going to come and move you, then they're going to come and move you.
The West Australian government says it will consult with Aboriginal people, particularly those in remote communities. Dennis Eggington says they're still waiting for that to happen.
I find it really distasteful that the inability for government to get down and talk to our communities about this particular issue is causing so much distress. People are not just feeling let down, but feeling like they're not viable, they're not worthy, they're worthless, and it's a terrible situation to make people feel like that.
Back in Mullen, Stephen Kopp says he'll continue fighting to keep his community open. He says moving people to bigger towns isn't always a good idea.
When they go to town, they just drink, live anywhere on the street. Yeah, they just camp out anyway. It's really just making me sad, really, because they grew up here all their life, you know, and now they don't really know what to do.
Stephen Kopp from the community of Mullen, ending Caitlin Gribben's report.